As we now talk football here, Scott City 2-0 after a big win at Ray on Friday night, and they will head down south to Oklahoma for the first time in program history, facing an Oklahoma school, as it'll be Millwood High School out of the Oklahoma City Metro. And we got a couple of seniors on the show, and our second Metzger to talk to tonight, it's senior quarterback Dylan Metzger. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. And you're kind of the pilot of this offense this year, and a revamped offense, part of that pistol set. And how are you liking it so far?
I'm liking it a lot better. It's a lot quicker, and I feel like it really gives struggles to the defense as far as reading it, and I like it a lot better.
You know, last week, that was a fun game up at Ray for you guys. And do you guys feel like you really set the tone with that opening drive?
I do. That was the first thing I said in the huddle, was to set the tone early, and I feel like we really did. You know, we just beat them physically all game, and, you know, you could tell they didn't want to be there, and it was a great W for us.
Just make sure on Friday you guys start your drive at the 39.
Yeah.
Your first two drives you scored on, opening drives of the season, you guys have scored 61-yard drives in six plays.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Hopefully that works out for you.
Yeah.
But, no, you've rolled out a little bit more, passed out of that, and, you know, facing a pretty stiff team like Ray last week, what was that like?
I love to roll out. I feel like it gives me the threat to run the ball as well, and I feel like I have a little bit more time to observe the defense when I'm rolling out, and I don't really feel pressured as much as in a drop back, and I just like it a lot better.
I feel like you're also showing that, you know, the poise and maturity, the experience. I just remember, I think it was one kind of a maybe miscommunication in the huddle, the play. You were expecting to fake the handoff there, and you just kept it yourself. Is that just kind of something that you feel confident maybe more in doing so this year, improvising?
Yep, I'm feeling a lot better this year.
All right. What was the goal that you like to see throughout the season as you move on?
I just want us to take it one game at a time and just keep winning every week, you know, get better and better every week.
All right, well, you're off to a very good start here, Dylan. Once again, senior quarterback Dylan Metzger joining us here. And thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll see here with lineman here and J.P. Harris, lineman, linebacker, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And, you know, you had your battles there last week at Ray, and I think you were lined up against the kid you wrestled up at Lexington, if I'm not mistaken.
I was.
Yeah, and it haunted him again, didn't it?
It sure did.
Well, talk about that game last week. That was a pretty fun game.
It was. It was very entertaining. I loved how much energy we had through the whole game. I felt like one guy made a good play, and the rest of the team found out. One guy would hit somebody hard, and the next guy that wanted to attack somebody wanted to hit them just as hard.
You know, as a senior and being part of the leaders of the team there as a senior, how concerned were you about keeping that intensity? Because you only had two games ago, just one quarter, and then you had the full 48 minutes.
I feel like it's big to get to your freshmen on the sideline, let them know that if they see something that someone else doesn't, let everyone know, keep the energy up, keep it flowing on the sideline, because the sideline is bigger part of this game than what anyone thinks.
And you know, with this newer offense, or kind of, I mean, a lot of things are same, just some different looks there. What's it like as you're the pulling guard most of the time?
I like it. I like the more movement. I'm not so stationary and have to worry about this, and I get to go pull and really hit somebody if I really want to.
How big was it to really test your conditioning through the four quarters there playing, you know, both offense and defense?
It's kind of tough being a kind of medium-sized big boy. Sometimes you just run out of energy getting later into those quarters.
All right, but as you go down to Oklahoma Friday, you get to face a pretty athletic Millwood team there, and that's going to be kind of exciting to see somebody else different again.
It is. I think it's entertaining for us to have to go to other places and not have to stay in our house. Gets us out of our comfort zone, so we have to go see other teams we haven't seen before.
Is that, in a way, maybe an advantage?
I think it is, because we're ready. We're constantly ready to face new teams this year. And if we just keep rolling and rolling and rolling, it'll be the same every week.
All right. Hopefully it's a fun trip for you guys and a good experience for you there on Friday. Senior J.P. Harris joining us here. Thanks for the time. Good luck to you coming up here.
Of course. Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior J.P. Harris joins us here. We're now here with Coach Jim Turner joining us here on the show. And, Coach, just a 2-0 start there, and that was a big win for you guys against Ray, who had been highly ranked in Class 1A in Colorado, and you guys really controlled them on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. I mean, like the guy said, we came out really hard, came out fast. you know, the excitement was there. Everybody's excited, and we just kept building from it. Defense came out, forced them into punt right away. I think they got one first down on a quick slant pass, which we had covered quite well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we forced a punt, and we got on a score again. So, you know, we had the one series in the first half that was just penalty after penalty for us, and then we cleaned that up and looked better after that too. We ended up getting a great punt out of the deal, but yeah. I'd rather not have the penalties.
And, you know, in the looking back at the game there, and I look at Brady's long touchdown run. Did you feel like that maybe you guys, looking back, may have gotten away with moving early, or do you feel like you guys fired off that quick?
Oh no, we're just that quick. No, I didn't notice anything on the film either.
Okay.
And one they called on us. They got, said both our receivers were moving. I actually felt like I could see it during the game time, but on the film, then I couldn't really see it. So, you know, sometimes the film's a little odd. But I didn't notice anything on that play. I just noticed we had a great block by the guard and the tackle and lead block, and he bounced off one guy and took off.
But just the blocking against the pretty big kids up front on that wall, I think you have to be really excited about the potential to continue to build with that front wall throughout the year.
Yeah, and, you know, the guy JP talked about, he was against the year, he was a big kid. 62 was a bigger kid, probably their most athletic kid of the bunch. I mean, he ran Brady down the interception. You know, but so we did a great job against them. I mean, and we still, watching the film, a lot of mistakes we're still trying to clean up on angles and different things. So, you know, we've got a long ways to go, but I feel like we're, you know, we're 2-0 last year, but at this point it's a whole different feeling than last year. So, you know, a lot more excitement and playing a lot more physical.
Yeah, and, you know, just I think probably a concern as well, the energy for 48 minutes. I think you guys definitely had that for all 48. Didn't matter, especially at the end of the game when you had a lot of some subs in as well.
Yeah, I was glad to see we could play four quarters. You know, like you said earlier, playing a quarter and then not really knowing. And after the game, their coach said, yeah, you guys played really tough and they were physical. And I said, well, to be honest with you, I didn't know what we had because we only played a quarter. So, you know, I was good to see the guys really step it up and and put together a whole game.
Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. You guys head down to Oklahoma on Friday, and it's going to be a long trip, probably a little over 6 hours bus ride, and go down to northern part of Oklahoma City, take on the Millwood Falcons there. And this is a team 1-1. They played in their dubbed as their Soul Bowl against an arch rival there last Saturday in Douglas High School. They looked pretty dominant in that one, but they're 1-1 and lost a tough one to begin the year on a Thursday. This will be their first Friday game.
Yeah, that, you know, they dominated that game. Coming off that, they'll be pretty pumped up, I'm sure, and back at home. That was I don't know if that's a neutral site or at Douglas's place, but they'll be fired up to be back home. We just got to come out and play football, and, you know, we think there's some things we can take advantage of watching film, so we just need to do that and just, you know, take the ball and be more physical than they are. But heard some not really complaints, but wondering, why are we going to Oklahoma City? Well, you know, we had no choice. You know, when we left the scheduling meeting, we were looking for four games. By the time we got home, we were looking for two games because Mr. Dirks was on the phone talking to people all the way home. You know, and that one option was Bishop Ward up in Kansas City, and then that fell apart. And quite frankly, we were looking over Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Colorado, and, you know, Ray came through late for us to pick up that game. And then actually I was in contact with a couple teams out of Arkansas to maybe meet them in Tulsa or something, you know, and that looked like that might happen. Then Millwood kind of popped out of nowhere. You know, they're even excited about coming next year because they've said they've taken a basketball team to the Hayes Shootout and their kids loved it. So, you know, we got a game. I mean, otherwise we're sitting at home having a bye week and nobody wants that.
I was going to say, players, coaches, I think they would rather have that game. Doesn't matter how far they have to travel rather than having a bye week.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, JP kind of hit on the nose. I've always kind of felt that way. You know, the years we were in the playoffs all the time, I always kind of enjoyed going somewhere else and taking on somebody that we didn't play very often.
And, you know, we break down the trip there. There are going to be quite a few stops along the way.
Yeah, we'll stop a few times. We got to switch buses. I'm going to go to Wichita and get on a charter bus. So it'll take us a little out of our way, but that's the way we're going to have to do it. So we'll stop and eat lunch, and then we'll stop in Wichita, switch buses. We'll probably hit another stop on the interstate on the way down to get out and stretch a little.
All right. It should be a fun one, and you're back to the 7 o'clock kickoff there, and that'll be at Millwood's football field there on Friday night. Coach Jim Turner joining me as we talk football. Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and a great start to the season. We'll talk to you a couple times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.